Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now, here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello, sweet, beautiful people. Welcome, welcome. I am so thrilled and happy and excited and blessed and all of that juicy, delicious stuff to be in connection with you today here on Lighten Up. Oh my gosh, this is a great show ahead, and it's all about you today here on the show. If you haven't already seen, I've been big shout outs happening the last few days to give me a shout and call in and let's chat about life and stuff and looking for some direction, some guidance. Today is your day. You know, May 27th, 2015. I cannot believe how wow, super fast that this whole month has gone. I started out here on Empower Radio this month celebrating the brand new show coming out with this network. And here we are at the tail end. It's been a month of amazing shows already. And I'm so excited about the shows that are coming up, the direction things are going. And of course, I owe that all to you. So a big shout out, a big thank you to each and every one of you who tunes in, who connects with me, and who likes to come play over in the Facebook forum. I want to give a shout out for that right now, too. If you have not connected with me yet there, please, please do so. Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth, of course, is the Facebook group. There you get to chat with me during the show, post, comment, do all kinds of things. And of course, if you can't make the live show, it's a great place to send me your questions. But again, I am taking those calls live here today. So I love how the energy and purpose is building already. It feels so yummy. Hey, I want to, before I really get into the nuts and bolts of everything with you guys on the phone, I want to give a big shout out for two things that I have going on in my world. And one of them is a program that I'm offering, a teleclass that's coming up starting June the 6th, which is called The Other F Word. This is all about self-forgiveness. It really is about helping you to break free from whatever is breaking you in your life. And so I would love the opportunity to support you and help you and help you to move beyond where you are. And so if you're unsure about my whole philosophy on forgiveness, I encourage you to go back to the archives, listen to the show, The Other F Word, because it really is about forgiveness of self really is the ultimate. It is what empowers you. And it's like this whole philosophy is, you know, what if you didn't have to forgive anyone else? What if all you needed to do was to forgive you? So that really is the basis of the program. I would love for you to be a part of it. Hey, any way I can help and support you, that's one of the biggest things in my world. Okay, and the other one is, of course, the Experience Yourself Retreat. Oh my goodness, registrations are rolling in. It's so exciting. Again, energy and purpose and amazing stuff happening in Sedona this November 5th to the 8th of Beautiful Body. This is a women's retreat, of course, with yours truly and my co-facilitators, Chandra and Pamela, who were guests on my show last week, if you had the opportunity to tune in. So it's exciting. It's a beautiful, amazing, transformational event. And this is my special invitation to have you join us there too. So if you would like to snag a super awesome, crazy, and amazing special, I encourage you to visit my website, go to my radio tab. I have a promotion happening there for a limited time only. And I can't even tell you when it's going to end. I'm going to take that basically on divine guidance as to when I'm closing that opportunity down. But I really encourage you, if you are looking at attending, if you would like to attend, take advantage of that special promotion I have happening in honor of you, my listeners here on Lighten Up. Go to the tab and the coupon code word is empower. So yes, let's play and come on and out to Sedona and enjoy, enjoy. All right. So the studio line, if you would like to call in for anybody who is listening, 248-809-3475. I'm going to say that again, 248-809-3475. Now, I've got a couple of people over in the Facebook forum. I'm going to pop right over there right now while the phone lines, if anybody is out there would like to call, this is your opportunity to do that. I'm just going over into the Facebook forum here, and I really do want to speak to Melissa, who is posting here. Now, Melissa was wanting to call in today, but of course her work schedule got a little crazy and out of the way and wasn't able to do it. And so she has coming forward and she's saying, you know what, I found this wonderful, I found this man and he makes me feel wonderful. And at the same time, you know, she's just, there's a lot of distance in kilometers and, you know, this, the whole long distance world, et cetera, that takes place. And she's just wanting to, a little help and guidance. So she said, you know, here she's in this place. And all of a sudden today, you know, it becomes an issue in terms of time and distance in a long-term relationship and a long-distance relationship. And she's like, is there really a man out there for me? Like, what do I do? She says her heart is so broken. Oh my gosh. Melissa, first off, I want to just send you so much love right now. I want to just wrap you and surround you and hold you and embrace you in all of the infinite love of the universe, all of the love that there is for you. And that's immediately what I'm picking up here is really to recognize and realize that you are so loved. Okay, so you know, is there a man out there for you? Absolutely, sweet lady. He is, and he is shining bright. Now, whether or not this is in this present relationship that has played up here and come forward or what it is, there are definitely some things in terms of your own self that I'm getting here. Perhaps in some ways, you know, there's this old adage that you hear all the time. It's too good to be true. Okay. That's one of the things that plays up with you a little bit here, my friend. It's like you get into a relationship and you're really in the experience of love and there's a fear base in here. All of a sudden this belief system comes up, you know, this is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. Something bad's going to happen. Like, and it really, that's how the universe works. What with those belief systems and those fears and those little programs that go on in your mind really do stimulate and activate experiences that will reflect whatever's going on within you. So, so if I can help you in releasing this, it's too good to be true thing, because we really want to start there, is to recognize that that's completely false. Okay. There's no such thing as too good to be true. Everything for you in this world, in this universe, in this life is supposed to be good. It's funny how we as humans right away, you know, hold ourselves back or diminish anything that's going on out of fear. We get into a place of, I really can't give myself wholeheartedly to this relationship because it's too good to be true. We're waiting for the rug to get pulled from underneath us. And the truth of the matter is there is only good for us in the universe, that this universe is abundant, that God has blessed so much upon us, and that we must open ourselves up to receive. And that's part of what I'm picking up here for you too, my friend. It's like, you know, you've got this, it's too good to be true. And there's a lot of self-protection here. There's a little bit of a wall in allowing yourself to find comfort and safety within newness of a relationship. You're guarded, you're a little standoffish. And I would say, as much as your heart is asking for the relationship and asking for this man to show up, I'm also getting a lot of resistance, as if you're kind of digging your heels a little bit too, right? A little bit out of protection, whether it's being set in your ways or again, oh, I just feel like, honestly, it is like this, it's too good to be true. Nothing in the world is too good to be true. When you are gifted anything, whether it's a relationship for a long time or a relationship for a short period of time, it's so important to celebrate the gift that has been given to you, because the relationship as it showed up was perfect in the experience for you. Now, what does this mean? Okay, so the other part of this is, and I get it, you know what, you're heartbroken. Absolutely you are. So you know what you have, and I've say it over and over again, you have every right to be hurt, to allow yourself to feel that emotion, to cry those tears, to allow. I mean, there's a sense of what would be rejection here. And I would encourage you just to let yourself go, girl. Let yourself, you know, if you can find opportunity to get into a hot bath and allow yourself to be in water and allow the water to flow through you, you know, let those tears be expressed. You know, how often do we have things happen in our life and our immediate reaction is to stop ourselves from crying? Right? We literally want to stop ourselves in that moment because we don't want to get anything
you know, we don't want to get anything in the way, right? We stop, we hold back. We're like, no, I can't allow myself to go there. And yet those tears and that flowing of that emotion is what is going to help you to see your way through this. So is he the one for you? I want to tell you what, there is great energy. There's a lot of light here. I feel as if this is just a little bit of a stumbling stone within a relationship. There has to be some give and take here on both parts. And the thing is, if you can get out of a place of needing the relationship, my friend, you're going to find that the universe is going to be able to bless one upon you. The moment we put need on anything in our lives creates friction and tension around anything. So if you can find a way just to be with at peace with what is, accept with it what is, and allow yourself to get out of the need for it, you're going to have a relationship. It could be this one, but I feel like there's even a bigger one. Well, I don't even want, I really, you know, to get into, I would say that this could be the one. It's just that there are some stumbling blocks here. There's some things that need to be worked out. And most of that, my friend, is what needs to be worked out within you. Okay. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some direction. I hope it also brings you some peace. And again, I am sending you the biggest hug and all of the love. And I know that this stuff, this relationship stuff, when it is not rocking and rolling in our world, it sucks. It sucks. It hurts. And so know, sweet lady, that you are worthy and deserving of being loved. You are worthy and deserving of being loved for who you are, exactly as you are. That there are things about you that are special and unique beyond what the idea that you have about you. And so when you can open your heart up to receive that love and to be in love with you, everything about you, you're going to find that the relationship is going to show up. Relationship will be blessed upon you. Give to yourself first though, my friend, okay? Love, love, love to you. You're worthy and deserving of it all. Good things will come. Good things definitely will come. Whew, all righty. Well, I'm going to tell you again, for everybody out there, I am going to get you to dial me in. Dial me up. 248-809-3475. Come on over and play with me. Come call in. I want to pop over to the Facebook forum here, and I want to say thank you to everybody who is tuning in. Oh my gosh, I love all of the energy and the support and the love that is pouring in on that Facebook forum. If you haven't joined me over there, please do so. Please do so. Come play with me on the Facebook forum. But more than anything, today is all about you. So phone lines are open, my friends, 248-809-3475. All right. And on the flip side of things, I want to take you to another conversation that came forward today. And someone had sent me a message, asked for a little bit of direction and help. Part of this really was for this lady who contacted me. She said, well, she's been trying to shake a really, really bad feeling that she's had. And it's help. She's looking for a little bit of help. She feels really bad. They were away this past weekend. And while they were gone, there was the neighbors cut down a big tree that was there, it had a very invasive root, but there were, it cut down, this one tree had to go, but as a result, there were some other trees that had to go as well, and so she feels just terrible because all of these trees that her and her husband really looked at for their own sanctuary, the beauty of it. They got a lot of solace from these trees. They were beautiful. And now what's happened is irreversible. And she feels like the trees are hurt. She said she knows it sounds odd, but she just cannot shake this feeling that she has that they've done something very bad here. And she's angry at the people who have taken these trees. She's angry at herself for agreeing to the whole shebang. You can imagine imagine what she's going through. And she said she knows it sounds weird, but she really wished that she would have had a chance to warn the trees or talk to the trees or to feel the trees, what, you know, in the capacity. And she says, what do I do? How do I shake this feeling? So I want to tell you, first off, it's important to recognize and to realize, my friends, that even destruction is a form of creation within the universe, okay? That every tree, every plant, every animal, okay, everything that goes on about the earth, even within earthquakes and, you know, the natural disasters that happen. Now, please know, as I'm saying this, I understand the humanity of all of that, the human stuff, the pain, the suffering, and that's not what I'm saying. That's I'm not dishonoring that whatsoever, because that is that's part of the stuff in trying to find understanding and to be able to heal, to move through when those natural disasters happen. But to recognize that everything within the universe, every destruction, or as we see it, is creation in some form. So if you can let, you know, understand that within that, that every aspect of the earth, the trees, the flowers, the plants, the people, everything that it's about, we come forward with this agreement for a journey here. We do. And each one of us plays a role in this game of life with each other. So there is higher purpose in all things. So even the fact that these trees, you know, got destroyed in the process of one of something else, you know, the other tree that needing to be gone, that its service was over, and that there were other trees that were damaged or killed as a result, that was part of the creation process, making way for new, that which was not in service anymore in whatever ways, you know, right, deconstructed so that creation can happen. So what can we do though? This is the biggest thing for her. She's saying she feels so bad. Well, first off, I wanna say, take a really deep breath, find some peace in the fact, in the knowing that destruction of anything is still creation within the universe. The other part of it really is about a little bit of a sacred ritual in some way for you to be able to do, to really get into a process which is known as earthing. I don't know whether you're familiar with that at all, but being able to connect to Mother Earth, or as some people in Greek mythology, they talk about Gaia, the spirit of Gaia, the sacred consciousness of the planet, and being able to walk barefoot, to touch the earth, climb a tree, go for a walk, take pictures, lay in the grass, soak up the energy, everything that is source, and praise and thank the earth for all that it does. Everything we understand and everything we don't understand, and really allow yourself to deeply connect with that pranic energy to release and allow this pain to be transmuted, to move through you. You know, planting flowers, it's springtime. We all go to the greenhouse, we get plants, we do all these great things and beautify our yards, but this is a part of earthing as well. And so as we plant flowers, this is one way to honor the earth and for what has been, maybe what has been deconstructed, and to help and assist and support within creation. And so one of the ways, you know, to do this, you know, you plant your flowers, you know, really touch the leaves and give thanks, rejoice, and just say with love, what has been taken away has now been given, and a thank you into the universe. And just do this over and over again. You're going to find that you're going to have a lot of relief, and you'll be gifting back to the earth as a result of these trees that have been taken away. So I hope that helps you, my friend. I hope that that's going to give you a breath of fresh air, bring some ease, and to know that everything is good. It's all good and all is well in the universe. Okay. So I hope that helps. All right, my friends. So, oh my goodness. I have questions. I love this. You know what? I'm going to invite you to the phone lines. please give a shout in. We've got about 10 minutes here before commercial break. I got time for a caller. The phone number again is 248-809-3333. 3475. Come and play with us here at the network. Okay. I know you're out there. And the reason I know you're out there is because I'm getting all kinds of private Facebook messages. I've got emails showing up. I see people over in the Facebook forum. Please don't be shy. This is just, you know, if you can imagine, this really is about you and me getting on the phone. And there just happens to be a few thousand people listening in on our conversation. That's all. Don't let that scare you. It's all good. It's all good. Come on and play. All right. So I am going to go back in here over into the Facebook forum as well. Lots of hellos. And hello to April. Hello, my sweet friend. April says she has a lot of birds crossing her path, all kinds of birds. And she says she knows there's a message there, but she can't seem to pinpoint it. She's got everything from robins to geese to ducks to crows, lots and lots and lots of birds. Oh my gosh, April, they are bringing you freedom, freedom to fly, to spread your wings. Now, each of those birds come with their own specific message. So, you know, you can Google all kinds of things. There's awesome books that are out there to really hone in and to identify as to what a particular species of bird is bringing you in terms of a message. However, what I am getting out up here, my friend, is that this is your time. This is about you having wings, and all of nature is coming forward to support you in this message that it's time for you to fly. This is time for you to spread your wings, to find freedom within what you're doing, freedom from whatever was the past, whatever you were feeling was holding you down, weighing you down. Now you are being asked and called upon to allow yourself to fly up and out of it. I'm really getting the feeling and the vision, almost like the phoenix rising from the fire. We all know the analogy of the phoenix. This is really what these birds are bringing. They're saying, here, fly through the sky, fly with ease, find joy in our song, find joy in your life. They're really inviting you to be inspired by the freedom that they have within the skies, and knowing that that is God, that is the universe, and granting and blessing onto you freedom to be who you are as well. You've really been holding back. You've really been quiet about things, and this is about you now. Whew, you've got, and I just feel like you have been gifted wings. I don't even know. It's almost like, you know, little earth angel, your wings that have been so bound and tied around you, that these wings have now been set free. This is time for you to soar. This is definitely the energy of the universe, the energy of creation, and everything that, and where you're going and the direction for your life. This is your jumping off point. I'm really feeling as if too, you know, if you were to stand on a cleft and you're on this cleft and you're about to jump, these birds are coming forward and they're encouraging you. Now, this is just an analogy. I'm not telling you to get out in the mountain and go jump off the mountain. This is just the analogy that the universe is saying, go ahead and jump from the cleft because you have wings. You are going to soar. You're going to be okay. All is well. And good things are coming for you and to you as a result. Okay. So just know that this is a beautiful, beautiful, blessed sign from the universe. These birds come forward. It's about singing your song, authentic within your own voice, authentic within who you are, letting your spirit, your light, and everything just be exposed within grace, revealed within the beauty that you've been created, and to know that you have freedom to be who you are. Use your wings and fly, my sweet friend. Oh, so wonderful. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh my gosh, you guys. We have just a few minutes here left. We're going to take a short commercial break. I cannot believe how quickly and magically and beautifully all of this unfolds. Again, I would love for you to give a shout in after the commercial break. Again, that number, 248-809-3475. Come on over and play. Come on over and play. Have a little conversation with me, even if it's just to say hello. I'm good with that too. So again, please, if you haven't already done so, come pop on over that Facebook forum. It's a beautiful, magical place to play. I would love for you to join in on the conversation here live on the show. Know that any question is a good question, that if it's going through your mind, even though you might have the answer to it, or you might be talking yourself out of calling in, there is definitely learning in it for you, but you are also a messenger or a voice for somebody else out there who maybe is really hesitant on phoning in. So if you, I invite you to call in, to bring forward and to know that you, as you do, and you are the voice on the air with me, that you are the voice for someone else out there as well. So be the voice. Be you, be brave, come and chat with me on the phone. Like I said, it's just you, me, and a few thousand people. again, that number 248-809-3475. And we will be back right after this short commercial break.
The forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you, the enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
Oh, this coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six,
ow,
seven. Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness, I have been over in the Facebook forum. I've been answering private messages. I've got a couple of emails here rolling in. I think this is great. And I just want to say love to each and every one of you. I love that you're reaching out to me over this hour. I can do coaching and talk like this, you know, of course I can for the hour. Of course, I would love for you to call in to have a voice and connection and conversation. This is our time together. Again, that phone number 248-809-3475. Hey, I just want to give a really big shout out. I am on my way and heading for Dare to Be Different in Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, Canada, tomorrow. I am so thrilled and excited to be connecting with an awesome group of women there that are ready to choose to be different, to be their authentic, beautiful, and real selves and bring their gifts into the world. So I'm so excited. There are still tickets available. And if you would like to come out and meet and greet and be a part of that event, I invite you to go ahead to my website, bonnieworth.net, and snag your ticket. That being said, I've got a couple other locations coming up as well for Dare to Be Different. Combined with my Authentically You workshop. And so me and all of my team, heading over to Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. And then in September so far, we are booked in and confirmed in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan, Canada. So again, I'm looking forward. I've got more dates, more locations, all kinds of amazing things that are coming out and falling in place here, all kinds of requests and directions that are being asked. So it's all good. If you would like, of course, for me to come and visit your beautiful community, bringing my Dare to Be Different tour to you and all of your amazing women that you have in your life there, please get in touch with me. Again, you can do so by simply visiting my website at bonnieworth.net. Okay, we are back to the show, my friends. Again, a big shout out for the phone number 248-809-3475. I would love to chat with you. All right. I do want to bring, though, forward here a little bit. I was in Saskatoon this past weekend, and a big shout out and love to all of the amazing people that showed up and came out, not only to the Dare to Be Different speaking event, but who actually came to the Authentically You workshop the next day too. It was so impactful, not only in the people's lives that were there, but on mine as well. I just come back in awe and in gratitude and in love with my life. And again, for if you're just getting to know me, if you do know my story about where I've been and what's played out, to be in gratitude and to be this in love with my life is just the greatest blessing that ever could be for me, for my family, my community, of course, and everyone. So I want to talk to you about gratitude, you know, and I think that it is something we hear so much about, and yet in some ways we step over it. We think it's one of the simplest forms of being able, you know, in feeling better, in finding relief, whatever. But I want to tell you, we can get so caught up and looking at the things that aren't working in our life and forgetting to say thank you. And as I drove out of Saskatoon this last weekend, you know what? That's exactly what came about for me. I was, you know, coming away from this phenomenal event. There was, you know, the success, the stories, and the hugs and everything that took place from my time there. There was so much to celebrate. And it was interesting because what was I doing on the way home from that? I completely went into ego, and I was thinking about all of the ways that, all of the things that I had to make sure to happen next time, and this didn't quite go right, and why did I say this, and why didn't I do this, and I was having this conversation in my head about everything that should have been different, and so here it goes. I'm like, and then there was this like realization, there is no should in authentic, and in the beautiful gift of what the event was, the workshop was, the healing, the transformation, the friendships, the laughter, I lost sight of finding my gratitude and celebrating that, celebrating the success of what was blessed upon each and every one of us that were in attendance there.
And so I want to invite you, and I want to just say that I feel like this is really big in terms of, somebody tuning in and listening. And I'm picking up the vibe, and that's why I know that it's coming up and coming forward for you. I would really love, and encourage you to really take a look at what you have in your life to celebrate. You've been working really, really, really diligently on things. You've been focused, you've been creating, you've been gearing up and looking forward to everything that's coming. And it's so important, my friend, who's listening, that to bring yourself back to this moment, to celebrate where you've been, to celebrate where you are, to find some gratitude. And sometimes it's just opening up and just throwing your head back and taking a deep breath and just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're here today. You are here today. Okay. All right. So we're going to look at here. I'm just popping on over to the Facebook forum again. Kimberly, hello. Hello and welcome. For anybody that really has a great sense of 2 feet in, I really encourage you to give me a shout. That phone number again is 248. And I lost it. Hang on. 248-809-3475. And Kimberly, thank you so much. Kimberly's saying she's loving my show. She's always amazed at how the messages that come for other people always carry messages for her as well. Kimberly, I think that's it, right? We're such a collective, and we're called in, and nothing is by chance. We are always where we are meant to be. And as I was saying earlier, how one person's question can be impactful and really help to support us in our own lives too, where we can be the voice of everybody. You know, we can have 100 people that are listening in, or 1,000 people that are listening in, or 10,000 people listening in, and one person's question can speak to the majority of people who are listening in that moment. It's not by chance that we're all gathered. It's not by chance that you're tuning into the show. It's not by chance that in some way that I have come into your world and you have come into mine. Okay. Synchronicities happening everywhere. And I absolutely, absolutely love that. So thank you. I'm so glad to hear that you are tuning in, and thank you so much for your message. All right. So moving on back here, I just want to say, I have a message here from Laura. Laura saying that she has a question. On Sunday, she ran into an ex, and it felt like her whole body started shaking on the inside. And she doesn't like to get caught up. Let me just read this through. She feels like she can't have closure, okay? And she wants to know, how does she get closer if she can't even talk to this person? Okay. You know what, Laura, this is a great question, because I think that's one of the things that so many people, you know, in wanting to move forward into healthy relationships, and even speaking to, Melissa, who messaged me earlier about wanting to be able to step into a new relationship, to move beyond where they were. It really comes up to the fact that we need to bring some closure to whatever experience, whatever the relationships are. So your question is beautiful. First, I want to tell you that your body, this all the shaking that you have going on, that's like cellular memory that's coming up. That's a sign within you that there is anxiety, there is dis-ease within the body as a result of this relationship. Some of the wounds, some of the hurts that took place. And a lot of it speaks to, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm also speaking again here. I really feel like I'm calling in my Miss Melissa, who had joined us earlier on the show with her question. It really does come into, how do you get closure? Closure comes from within you as a result of you forgiving you. We don't have to say anything to these people in our lives who have hurt us, relationships that have gone wrong, have gone in, you know, that's our first reaction to things. We want to let people know how much they hurt us. We want to let people know how much we don't like them, how much we distrust them, all the ways in which they wounded us. We want them to know. And yet the truth of it is, by showing up, having a conversation like that, putting ourselves into a place or position where our body is literally giving us all of these signals that this is not a healthy interaction taking place in this moment. Your body is a messenger here as well. Recognize your body is responding to energy, not only within your internal feelings, but also in what you're picking up from that other person. Okay. And so you bring yourself in, your body saying, this is not healthy. So it does all we do by showing up and bringing all of this stuff. You did this to me and you did this to me and this isn't right and this isn't right. All we do is create more drama. We create more friction within that energy. We create more resistance and actually stop ourselves from moving forward and finding closure. So the biggest thing is to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, to be able to feel within you and say, I forgive you. I forgive you for the choice of that relationship. I forgive you for putting yourself into this relationship, the thoughts, the not knowing better, the choice at that time, really having a conversation with the you that you are and letting you off the hook here. Okay. So to forgive yourself is the key component in that. Now, the other thing that you can do, we have to give what I always refer to that little one inside of us. You know, we've got this ego, we've got this smaller, lower self inside of us. We have to give voice here because those feelings and those emotions and everything that's stimulated in that moment, are about that human self and we need to feel it to heal it. And so to be in that energy of it, to really be in forgiveness of yourself. Okay. Now, again, you know, we can listen to the other show. You can join my forgiveness program, of course, that I have coming up to really delve into that. But that's kind of the icing on the cake. And then we can go a little bit deeper into something that is of greater, to recognize that each one of us, again, are a part of the whole, of the greater whole, that we've come here as teachers, that we've come here to support the goals of our souls with each other through interactions. And so through meditation, you can sit down and you can have a conversation with this person's soul. A soul-to-soul conversation where you get to say, you know what, I'm done. This doesn't work for me anymore. I got all the lessons that I needed to get from you. I know that I'm worthy and deserving of being loved here. I know now the difference between what a healthy relationship is and what an unhealthy relationship is. I know how to stand in my power. I know that I deserve to be respected. I know that I deserve to be loved. I know that I deserve to be appreciated. I've got all of these lessons from you. And now I'm here to say in this conversation with you, soul, beautiful soul, thank you for the experience. And now we're done. It's finished. It's over. I no longer need you to come forward this way in my life anymore to prove and validate any of this to me. I've got it. And so in that moment, it's like a declaration. Our souls know how to do all this work for every modality that's out there. And please know I'm not stopping anybody from getting training on anything. But really, truly, our soul already knows how to do this work. And so by taking time out to connect with our highest self, the highest self within me connects with the highest self within someone else, having this conversation to free and clear any vows or contracts, agreements that we took on before we even came here. It is possible and it can give you peace and it can give you freedom. And in doing so, the two parts where you forgive yourself and that little human gets to have a voice and to say, and then we go into the higher self conversation, you can move forward with ease from this relationship where you can finally be in a place where you run into this ex and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, there's nothing there anymore. I'm totally good with you being in the room. I have, you know, you have your little life going on and I've got mine happening here. There's no longer this friction and this energy in between you. There's no more resistance. You've completely let it go and it's been healed. Okay. So I hope that gives you some help. Thank you so much for your question. I really do appreciate it. Again, we've got just a few more minutes here left on the call, everybody. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe how shy you are. am I really that scary? Oh my goodness. I don't think so. again, I love each and every one of you and your beautiful questions that are coming in. Again, got time. We've got time for a caller. That phone number again is 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Come on the air and play. I invite you to come and to be a voice for everybody that is tuning in and listening. All right. Whew. I'm feeling the love, though. Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling the love. All righty. So I'm just looking through here. I have another question that comes in from Dawn. Hello, beautiful Dawn. I'm so glad that you sent me a message today. Thank you. Dawn is saying that she can't phone in either because she's at work. I hope that your boss knows you're listening to the show while you're at work. Dawn just wants to know, she's having trouble sleeping. She says at nighttime, she really is having trouble shutting off her mind. She is going through everything in her day, and she goes to bed. She's really exhausted in the morning. She goes to bed exhausted at night, but her brain, she feels like all she's doing at night is thinking. Oh my gosh, I get this, Dawn. I get this. You know, our minds, first off, God bless our education systems, really, truly. They, and everywhere in the world, we are raised here to be thinkers. When we are in school, we are taught to think. We're taught to think about our actions. We're, you know, our parents, we've done something, you know, bad or wrong at home. And as little kids, we're told to go to our rooms and think about what you did. And we do. We go and listen and we think about it, what a bad person we were and what we should have done differently. We go into schools and our teachers invite us to think, to expand your mind. You know, they challenge us with things. So we are taught to be thinkers. Thinking is, it's a natural component of how our mind works. And so again, we think and we think and we think, and because we think so much, we literally make up stories and then we believe it and then we feel bad about it. And then the story creates and it creates on us a belief, and we think and think and think of all the things we should have done, could have done, and if only we did, and all of the things we still have to do. Right? It's like this chaotic, crazy cycle that we create for ourselves. It's nutso, man. It's nuts. So yes, Dawn, you know what? I get it. We've been thinking all day, and at nighttime now, this is supposed to be our sacred time for rest and relaxation and ease, and we go to bed and all we're doing is thinking. We literally have to teach our mind to stop thinking. Okay. Is it easy? No. Does it take a little bit of work? Yep. Is it possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want, first off, if you can take a pen and paper to bed with you right beside your bed, that's where I want you to start with this. Because when you get into bed, and especially if, oh, I have to remember to do this tomorrow. Oh, and I really can't forget to do that, you know, and because we all go through that. I know you do. I'm picking it up from you. And I'm also know because I go through that, and I'm really feeling the connection here with you on it. So, you know, grab a pen and paper and just write a list of things down as you're laying there. It's like, oh, I got to remember to do this. Write it down. That way you're not going to forget. You've got this friend here, this paper beside you where you get to share all of this with. Okay. Now this is in the beginning. So you go ahead and you just keep making notes, and then you just keep teaching yourself to breathe. One of the things that I do when I'm going to sleep is I really try to breathe and take focus as I'm breathing to my third eye or to the center, you know, to my forehead. And I just focus all of my attention and energy there. And I literally breathe myself to sleep. It's like I'm bringing all of the thoughts of my mind and I'm consolidating it into one spot. Okay. Then again, you might have another idea. You might have something else. You may even have things that play up that you feel guilty about or you feel bad about, right? Because again, we torment ourselves, right? We've got all of the clutter out of the way. We remember everything that we're supposed to do. And now it gets real because now we go into the feeling of our day, the feeling bad about things. Okay. So in this moment, as you're focusing and you're breathing and bringing all of that collective thought into one spot in your mind as you're breathing, you begin some affirmations here. And whatever it is that you want. So, you know, simply, I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. All is well. Okay, and just breathe and recite to yourself a mantra or some affirmations to really set some different thought patterns into your mind before you go to sleep. Now, what happens is as you get this into practice, and I want to tell you that in as little as 4 days or 4 nights, you're going to start to have a lot of really amazing results from this. Okay, it becomes a practice that gets easier and easier for you. And you're not only going to sleep better at nighttime, you're going to wake up feeling better too, more energized. Okay, so I hope that that helps you, my dear friend. Again, there's all kinds of things that are out there. I would really also pay attention to your diet as well, ensuring that maybe you have something with a little bit of potassium. I'm really picking up potassium for you. And that can just be having a banana in the evening. really, it's like giving the body some fuel to relax. So I hope that helps you, sweet lady. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your question. All right, awesome. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. We have April on the phone. Hello, April. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How can I help you today?
I just want to say I was very honored to meet you on the weekend and attend your workshop. My question for you is how to mesh the, it's like before it was like as the good girl, you didn't get angry. And now as I found my enlightenment, I'm the spiritual person and it still feels like, oh, you're not supposed to be angry because you're spiritual. How to make peace with the fact that that's still part of my life.
Yeah. You know what? I want to tell you that that angry part of you is a human part of you. Now we feel anger as a result sometimes of just our boundaries getting pushed. Okay. Yeah. So maybe it's a matter of defining that anger. We need to welcome that anger. And I know that that sounds weird and you're in my world now, everything gets a little bit weird. But really to be able to welcome the anger when it shows. If you can look at finding a way, right? Because when we repress it, we actually depress it, which means that when we hold on to that anger and we don't allow ourselves to allow it to come forward, it goes into our cells, it goes into our bodies, and we literally suffer from depression as a result of suppressing those emotions. Okay. And so if you can look at ways to be able to healthfully express yourself. Okay. One of the things, and I want to say, welcoming that anger is to take a look at what are you needing to protect? Okay. Because somebody, like I said, has come forward. They've pushed your boundaries. They've poked you, right? They've been nudging at you. They've been aggravating you. What is it? Start within yourself as to what is it that you're trying to protect? Are you trying to protect yourself from not getting hurt anymore? Okay. What is it here? It really is about proper boundaries, honoring yourself, and having a healthy, not only attitude, but a healthy detachment from whatever is playing out around you to recognize that, hey, I'm human. I'm angry right now, and I just need to be angry. So when you're feeling anger, the number one thing, and I know you might have heard it when your kids were little, is, you know what, I just need to go and count to 10. Literally, if you can remove yourself at any time you're feeling angry and go into another room and go and honor that emotion that you're feeling by simply taking some breath. When we become angry, our body actually becomes without oxygen, okay? And the cells of our body begin to get agitated and the space between our cells depletes. And so the angrier and more frustrated and upset we get, the less there is of buoyancy or space between those cells, the more tension and tightness in our body. That's why we feel like we're going to explode. That's why we start shaking and feel agitated. So if you can just remove yourself by simply saying to whomever it is that you're with, you know what? I need to step away right now. I just need to go and take a couple of breaths. Give yourself permission. That's a boundary that you're putting in place right there and then. And you go into another room and you take some breath into your body. You want to take a full breath. You want to be able to breathe in through your nose and breathe out your mouth. If you can imagine that as you're breathing on the inhale, you're bringing all of the universal love, you're bringing that into your body. And as you're exhaling, you're letting go of the toxicity, the anger, the frustration. Give yourself permission to breathe 3 times like this, 10 times, or 25 times. However much you need to breathe, you do that. Honor your anger, the emotion that you're feeling by taking a step back. And then when you're feeling relief, you go back to the person, you go back in the situation, and you're able to then healthfully communicate without exploding. You become a little bit of managing your anger, because every time anger is present, there is a fear of something taking place inside of you. And if you can give breath to the fear and give breath to the anger, you're going to be able to have expression of the emotion in a healthy way. You see, that's just it. We get on this path and this journey, and it's beautiful and it's blessed and it's wonderful. And we don't give ourselves to be permission, or we don't give ourselves to be permission to be human in those moments. And so get angry. Another thing you can do is to go into a room, and I'm just wrapping up the show here real quick, but I want you to say, even if you go into another room and give yourself permission to have a little temper tantrum, to stamp your feet and to cry and get mad and demand that things in your life change.
Okay.
Okay. Swear if you have to. I would love to continue this conversation. Thank you, April, so much for calling in. We're wrapping up the show. God bless to each and every one of you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.